from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. This is your SDPB News Podcast. I'm Jackson Dirks in Sioux Falls. Today, day 15 of the 101st legislative session at the state's Capitol building in Pierre, South Dakota. We've got updates on a bill requesting SNAP benefits not be used for soft drinks. A data center bill is killed in committee. An update on one of many EMS bills and even more. It's Wednesday, February 4th. Here are today's stories. A House panel says no to state sales tax exemptions for data centers. House Bill 1005 had its day in the House State Affairs Committee. It would have provided a 50-year sales and use tax exemption on some equipment for data centers who build in South Dakota over the next decade. While both proponent and opponent testimony was filled with voices, the committee vote indicated some in the legislature don't have an appetite for using tax exemptions to lure industry to the state. Sioux Falls Representative Greg Jameson attempted to amend the bill and limit the exemption to 35 years, but the panel struck it down. He spoke on the motion to kill HB 1005 and says he hears concerns on the exemption length, but supports the goal.
This bill provides an opportunity to do something we're not currently doing, and we absolutely have to diversify our revenue streams to our state or we will fade away.
Others had stronger words to those opposing the bill. Representative Tim Reich says it's time for South Dakota to change its tune.
They're not coming to South Dakota. They're going to be built, but they're not going to be built here. South Dakota's unwillingness to change ended up in chasing the Gevo aviation fuel from my district to North Dakota. I think it's embarrassing. North Dakota is kicking our butt here. We need to open our aperture. We need to get in the game and start looking at things differently to attract industry.
Those against focus on a variety of reasons to oppose. Representative Brandi Schaffbauer motioned to reject the bill.
The respiratory health consequences to these data centers that we haven't even taken into consideration, but we're sure giving tax breaks away like candy.
Others focus their attention to promoting the free market. Representative John Hansen says he doesn't fundamentally believe the state should give tax breaks to large tech companies.
If you look at over the last 5 years, if there's been anything that's attracted people to our state more than anything else, it's a reputation for freedom and the free market. It wasn't because they were coming here for special interest carve-outs or big giveaways.
The bill dies 9-3. However, some committee members expressed hope the idea makes it to the House floor in some shape or form for a larger discussion. I'm SDPB's Jackson Dirks.
Public benefit corporations, or PBCs, are for-profit businesses that use their income for causes the owners are passionate about. For example, the clothing brand Patagonia and its efforts to preserve outdoor spaces. Dozens of states have such designations for companies to opt into. Sioux Falls Democrat Eric Mucky says he'd hope South Dakotans can see the value of this designation.
It's really focused on defining a clear social and societal impact, similar to how you'd actually approach a nonprofit in terms of defining the impact in your charter. And so it's really truly about what that group of owners and a business want to pursue as far as social impact goes.
In practice, that could mean any number of causes ownership is passionate about. For opposing lobbyist TJ Nelson, though, who represents FGA Action, this symbolizes an effort to create programs he and his partners find politically inconvenient, and nothing more.
The woke alphabet of ESG and DEI are dying, and they're being rolled back. So why would South Dakota want to create an ESG corporate structure? It just does not make sense.
However, Mucky says this kind of argumentation in the Capitol is reductive at best and disingenuous at worst.
It's fairly juvenile, in my opinion, to discuss that as part of a proposal that was actually bipartisan to pursue providing a new corporate form. I'm not surprised by that, but at the same time, I think it's important for South Dakotans to understand if we're truly open for business and we also decide that we want to pursue the impact and betterment of others, this is just another format that's optional. It's a choice.
The proposal was co-sponsored by Senator Glenn Vilhauer, a Republican who works as a certified public accountant when not in peer. Ultimately, lawmakers who voted against it Wednesday said they didn't reject it because of a so-called woke agenda. Rather, they felt charitable businesses don't need further incentivization. I'm SDPB's CJ Keene in peer.
A ban on soft drinks for Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, benefits is approved by the State House. Drafters of the bill say it's modeled after the Women, Infants, and Children Program and still allows some sugary drinks like milk, milk alternatives, and some juices. Representative Will Mortensen is in favor of the bill. He says the bottom line is whether people want taxpayer dollars spent on soda or other healthier items.
Pop is the number one item purchased with SNAP. More than milk, more than eggs, more than cheese, more than bread. Number one. And believe me, I'm not casting any blame or judgment on that. That excites me, and why? Because we're not cutting the SNAP benefit. Every one of those dollars that's now being spent on pop is available to be spent for meat and milk and eggs and cheese. That's an exciting thing. We should all be excited about that.
However, not everyone is sharing the excitement. Some brought up concerns on the fiscal impact on small-town grocers and challenges with implementation. Representative Caden Whitman shares a personal story, calling the measure punitive.
If this kind of law had existed when I was a kid in Minnesota, it would have meant that I couldn't have pop at my own birthday party. So I really need everybody here to think about the unintended consequences that just because my family was on food assistance, we wouldn't be able to participate in things like this. In my opinion, this is not about nutrition, this is about shame.
If passed, the State Department of Social Services would submit a request to the federal government excluding the drinks from the program in South Dakota. Lawmakers approved the legislation in a 58-11 vote. It now heads to the Senate side. The South Dakota Senate has approved a bill to create a task force on funding emergency medical services. Some local government groups spoke against the task force in committee. They took issue with the bill's language on examining ways to support local governments in providing ambulance services. They feared the potential of an unfunded mandate from the state to provide those services. An amendment on the Senate floor changed that language. The bill now says the task force will examine mechanisms to fund counties and municipalities for the provision of emergency medical services. Senator Tim Reid is the bill's prime sponsor and co-chair of this summer's interim study on emergency medical services. He says this bill does not require local governments to provide ambulances. He says it merely continues the research into sustainable ambulance funding. Senate Bill 89 now awaits a committee hearing in the House. A bill supporters say would ease the burden on election officials this cycle fails on the House floor. It moves up some deadlines for nominating petitions to the third Tuesday in March. Currently, state law allows nominating petitions for statewide and state legislature races to be submitted until the last Tuesday in March. HB 1095 has an emergency clause, meaning it would take effect immediately upon a governor's signature. Legislators raised concerns it would impact current petitions being circulated, thus some opposed. The bill failed to receive the necessary two-thirds majority required under an emergency clause.
Legislative coverage on SDPB is supported by the South Dakota Bar Foundation, SDN Communications, Missouri River Energy Services, and your membership in the Friends of SDPB. Thank you.
The South Dakota Attorney General's Office is releasing its first ever public integrity report to the legislature. The report details the work of the Public Integrity Unit, which lawmakers created last session. Attorney General Marty Jackley says the unit investigates allegations of corruption or wrongdoing by state employees. He says the goal is to keep government transparent and accountable. In its first year, the Public Integrity Unit reviewed 47 reports of misconduct by state employees. This resulted in 14 criminal investigations and 4 employees being charged. Those cases are still pending. And that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, X, and YouTube at SDPB News, and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. As always, thanks for listening.